Monday, May 3rd, 2021, Board of Commissioners meeting and Board of Equalization meeting.
Is it going? Okay. We'll call the meeting to order with a pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. All right. So we will start our meeting today. A current copy of the Open Meetings Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the county board meeting room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. And we will do a roll call now.
Janet?
Here.
Scott?
Yes.
Bob?
Here.
Larry?
Here.
Troy?
Here.
Okay. First item on the agenda today is our tabled item, which is the moratorium on wind energy farms in Dakota County. I know that Planning and Zoning is still working on a revision of those zoning regulations related to wind energy farms, and I'm hoping in the next month or so we'll be able to hear a little more about what they've been working on via public hearing. So that item will stay on the table agenda item for now. Okay. We'll move on to item number 2, which is public comment. And at this point, we will hear comments from anyone who wants to bring something to our attention that is not on the agenda. And, okay, we have Marcy Broyhill coming forward. Oh, Tony?
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Marcy. Go ahead. I don't want any time.
My name is Marcy Broyhill from Dakota City, and I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you today. Since my retirement from teaching, I have seemed to be called to monitor and study government and politics, and for the last few years that has been extremely interesting. Earlier this year, I was watching a speaker who indicated that there are 3,006 counties throughout the United States. On a different program, I heard David Barton indicate and encourage people to get involved in local politics. Mr. Barton indicated that county commissioners are a very powerful entity across this nation. Local elected officials have truly the power to affect the quality of life for their constituents. They are the grassroots level which protect and enhance their communities. And I thank you for your service to our county. Today I am starting a grassroots level with you. I come to request that you use your voice and your power of your pen to protect the county, the state, the nation. I come to you with concern regarding Executive Order 14008, signed January 27, 2021, and adopted by the Biden administration. Its official title from the government is Tackling the Climate Crisis at Home and Abroad, and the number is 86 Federal Regulation 7619, and it has become known as 3030 land grab. And the 3030 plan is being advanced by the Center for American Progress, and the acronym for that is CAP. And CAP is a radical environmental organization headed by Soros, Bloomberg, John Podesta, just to name a few. The goal of this program is for the federal government to acquire and govern 30% of America's land and oceans by 2030. And the environmentalists will claim that the climate is impacted by humans. The problems are caused by humans. They claim that the action of permanently preserving 30% of America's land and water is necessary to reverse this climate change. They claim this action must be taken immediately, they claim, to avoid the impacts to the ecosystems and wildlife. The Biden administration is in a race to get this passed. Well, it's already executive order, but they're hoping to get away with it. There are a few things that the Biden administration does not want you to know. They do not want the public to know that this executive order is unconstitutional. The science does not support the claims that the activists have regarding the change and the declining species. The people promoting this do not have any skin in the game. They live in New York, Chicago, in the middle of Denver. And for your information, the wildlife organizations are drooling at this. But again, they don't really have skin in the game because they do not work the land like the farmers and the ranchers do. They use it for recreation, and there needs to be a balance between recreation. I understand that totally. Putting the lands in federal control will take it out of production. Putting lands in federal control will take them off the tax base. Cherry County has a situation right now where Ted Turner has approached their county commissioners. He wants to put one of his ranches on a 501c3, which will take it off the tax base. Well, that money has to be generated someplace else. And how can we afford these programs? And will the federal government be juggling the funds around? And what covert funding programs with hidden names are hiding in those humongous trillion-dollar budget spending bills? And for your information also, there's an international plan called Half Earth. And the agenda is a 50-50. The elitist environmentalist activists want to have 50% of the world's land and water in conservation out of production by the year 2050. And 3030 is taking away our local voice. So I am pleased to inform you that Nebraska Governor Ricketts has taken action. He is the first governor to formally state his opposition to this executive order, 14008, also known as 3030 land grab. And I have a letter, a copy of his letter, but I think maybe, do you have that in your packets today? It's got the emblems on the top. You are welcome to it. Thank you. And so even though Governor Ricketts has supported this already, there are, I think, 17 governors at the time of this letter being signed, and there are more, it's my understanding, joining his opposition to this. And I'm asking you to support Governor Ricketts by sending a resolution from the Dakota County commissioners, indicating that you, as representatives of our county, do not support 3030-14008, and that they're treading on our legal rights. And we need to make our voices heard through our elected officials. And I am starting here with you. And then I'm also going to approach and phone my unicameral representative, my Adrian Smith, and my senators. It is my understanding that these people are already on board with opposing this. But I think they need to know we also oppose it, and give them some backing on this. And I have a handout for you if you need it, want it, or otherwise, where I got my information, and you probably want to do some research and not signed anything blindly, and maybe you've already checked on things. Here are some sites. Let me take one pass about it, please. Those are some sites. One's a YouTube. One of the big leaders on this is Trent Loos, L-O-O-S. He is a Sandhills rancher out by Loop City. And he is on one of the YouTubes on that listing. And another of the speakers is Margaret Byfield. It's B-Y, no, excuse me, Byfield. B-Y, just like field. And she is from Texas. And her family was caught in the middle of a legal battle in the 70s when the federal government tried to come in and take her family's ranch. So this is very passionate with her. I do have something else here. If somebody wants a copy of this, it's about the land grab. And the last, this organization, American Stewards of Liberty is a 501c3. So the last few pages are soliciting for funds. But I also left it on there because there is some contact information. If anyone wants that, I will be very pleased to give you that. I ran off, and maybe you already have this or Joan has made this available to you. This is an appendix for the, in there is a resolution. You don't have to make your own. It's a model. You can use it if you want to. There are two. One is for federal land county, which I don't think that's us. And then there's one for private land. And they, on this YouTube, on this video, they indicate they will be coming after private land. And, you know, 2030 is not that far away. And so...
Does Joan have that?
I don't know.
Would you email that to her?
I can leave these with her.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I can just leave both of these with her. And I'm not trying to... bend your elbow on this.
Can I ask one question?
Yes.
So I did read this beforehand, and also one of the things that it states is that the federal government already owns 28% of the land in the United States. So do we know if that's going to be counted towards the 30 or not? Do you know any more about that?
My understanding, and my understanding from the videos that I watched with Mr. Luce and Mrs. Byfield, was that the government currently owns across the nation 12%.
This is 28.
Yeah, and that, and so I don't know how they're counting that. I don't know if they're counting federal lands or state and federal or the RC&D or the set-aside acres. I don't know how they're calculating that. But most of the acres west of the Rocky Mountains, there's a large amount of that. And one of the problems is if they put it into wilderness land, they do not manage it. And all the forest fires out in California, that was dry tinder that nobody took out of the forest. And so it just kind of gets away from everybody. And so also the videos that Mr. Byrode and Mr. Luce and Mrs. Byfield talk about is that one of the ways that they have gotten in their feelers into the land is with set-aside programs.
Mm-hmm.
So once you've signed a contract and you're getting money for your set-aside acres, that is might be a red flag for landowners, especially absentee landowners. They don't. Yeah. But taking land out of production is an issue. So. And you're busy, and if you have any other questions, you can ask me now or catch me later.
Maybe we could put this on the agenda to discuss, you know, take some time to read this. I know Troy and I were at, what was it, the NACO meeting, Troy? And
yep.
They talked, this was a topic that we talked about, the 20 or the 30-30 land grab. There was one county in particular that was dealing with some of those issues, so we did hear about it.
Okay, very
great.
Good.
Thanks for sharing it, Marcy.
Thank you.
Good information. Appreciate it. Tony.
How are you?
Good. How about you, Tony?
Nice
good to
see
you.
Well, you just kind of see how they're doing. I think it's doing okay. I want to take so much
Make
of your time.
Sure.
I just want to let you know, the Board of Commissioners, that somehow I've been involved with the health department to get the clinics a success, you know, through the town. And it has been very, very, very well. You know, the department is doing very well, good job. And there's a lot of people. Last Thursday, they had one at the El Ranchito, and the first hour they vaccinated 100 people in 1 hour. They've been having clinics there, as well as the Northeast Community College in Dakota City. And I just want to let you know, when they work with the other director, you know, when Natasha left, they put the string together and continue with the efforts and try to work with the program. And now with the new director, Kevin, I met him several times. He's a great guy with a lot of good visions and ambitions to do the work. So I just want to let you know that I'm somehow I promote the vaccine myself, what I believe. I respect the people, they don't, but I promote that. I've been on the radio station different times, you know, trying to promote it. And I just want to let you know how good a job that the health department has been doing. Thank you for your time.
Appreciate Thank you, Tony. Good to see you. And they have been doing a good job. Lots of vaccinations.
Yes.
And
yes, for sure.
I think hopefully COVID's winding down. We hope it's winding down. Thank you, Tony. Miss you. All right. Any other public comment today? Okie dokie. That's item two. We are down to item three, which is the consent agenda. We have on that the previous meeting minutes. We have payroll claims, and we are going to have to talk about a couple of the payroll claims in this meeting today. Accounts payable, there's none today. As of today, that's next meeting that we do the accounts payable. So Larry, you'll be with me next meeting. Approval of the contracts for Standard, Helvig, and Innovative Appraisal. Those were the same ones we approved at the Board of Equalization, and now the commissioners have to approve those same contracts because it's a budget item, related item. And the interlocal agreement between Dakota County and Dixon County for our veteran service officer. We do a cost sharing. They pay a certain portion of his salary. So this is this contract that every year they agree to pay us for that, his service for Dixon County. And then the last item on the consent agenda is the reinsurance contract with American National Insurance Company of Texas. As you know, we changed health providers in March, I believe, March 1st. So this is the company that we work with them for reinsurance for claims that are above a certain amount. We have a reinsurer involved. So those are the items, and then I'll back up to the payroll claims. We did have a couple requests here that I think we should visit about.
So do you want approval on everything except?
If we can do that, can we do that, Sheree?
I think that's. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Remove that, just that one item.
So we will remove item number C. No, I'm sorry, B. That's B, payroll. So A, C, D, E, and F. And if you have any questions on any of those items that are on the consent agenda, I'd be happy.
So moved is everything A through F, excluding B for the time being.
Okay. Scott? Okay, and Bob? Any other questions or comments about the items that we are being approving on the consent agenda? A, C, D, E, F. Okay. Roll, please.
Scott?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes. Okay. Item number B is payroll, and a couple requests in here that I think we should review as a group. We have a request for an increase for Melinda. Can I say names?
Yes,
okay.
Absolutely.
That's what I was thinking. These are public employees, so okay. Melinda Wicks, an increase of 4.6%. Can I say amounts or no?
Mm-hmm.
From $65,000 a year to $68,000 per year. This is related to a competitive job offer she's received from another entity.
You said that's 4.6?
4.6 increase, okay. Yes. Okay, that's one of them. And the other one is for Deb Schmidt, an increase of 3.9%. From 85,680 to 89,000. And we've got some letters included in here, primarily from the South Sioux City Police Department regarding that. The
I have a question
value
here.
Of those employees.
I have a question for you, for Kim, I should say indirectly. Will your budget withhold this?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. It is in my budget. Also, for anybody who wasn't here last year, Ed Matney, now Judge Matney, actually made a personal donation to the county to cover these increases. It's earmarked only for employee retention for the county attorney's office. And so there's over $7,000 there as well. So it's kind of doubly covered.
Okay.
And just to kind of put it into perspective, if I were to lose Melinda or Deborah or both, would be, I just don't even want to imagine it. Special prosecutors, if I were to have to ask either court to appoint, because I can't be in two places or three at once, in county court, they make $75 an hour. District court, they make $95 an hour. And with these increases I've asked for Deborah, she'll be at $42.79 an hour, and Melinda will be at $32.69. So much cheaper to use the money in my budget for that than to try to cover special prosecutors. I'm sure you've all seen fee claims that for court-appointed attorneys, it would be the same thing just for my office, and I really don't want to see that happen. And I mean, I wanted to wait for the salary committee to get through a step increase. That would be ideal. However, unsolicited offer for a job for Melinda kind of forced me to do it now. I'm not sure what I will do if they choose to leave. This is my
attempt. There's a lot of knowledge and know-how and experience should be gone.
30 years combined experience in that, in my office.
Well, I guess my biggest thing is obviously you know your people. They've been there for many years. You got a lot of experience there. And I guess the biggest thing is you know, your budget will withhold and stand this increase. And I don't know. I remember over my 8 years prior, you know, at times we would have, you know, wage freezes and et cetera. And to my recollection, you know, once your budget is set, okay, as elected official, as the county board sets your budget, it's at your freedom to do what you wished with that money. And as long as you don't come back to the county board asking for more monies.
Yes.
Yep. I think we've been down this avenue before. I recall anyways. So.
And Bob, you might remember, Scott will remember when I had an issue with Amy's wages.
Oh, I remember
during
real vaguely.
Wage freeze, and I was trying to keep her as well, and ended up filing a civil suit in district court, and I really just... Nobody wins that way.
No. You can't have your attorney suing you, or coming after you, I should say. Yeah. But and it was an ugly situation, and that was over peanuts. It really was. I think it was a matter of a point, making a point.
Yes.
That's what it basically was. I get it.
And it wasn't a lot of money for her, but
right.
Really wanted her to stay.
Right, I understand.
I think it was 35 cents.
Yeah, it was something ridiculous is what it was. It was
when these two gals, Kim, when was their last pay raise?
Melinda, we did actually give her a raise last summer.
Was that beginning of budget year? I didn't look
July
that
1st,
up.
Yeah. July. Well, no, it was not related to budget, not related to the increase that we gave everybody else. We gave, bumped her to 65 from, I believe it was 61, if I recall.
Do we know when that was?
July 1st. Yeah,
July 1.
Because,
okay.
I can't remember, there was some situation, but...
And how much was that, would you say?
It's to 65, I think she was at 61, or 59, maybe that was what it was. So she got her 2% annual, and then we bumped her to 65.
So 2% plus in January or July?
Yeah. Well, actually, it came to the board like the month before.
Right.
But we decided we wanted to kind of take a look at it and do some research before and then we did bump it to 65 last summer. And one of the questions I have is, obviously, if there's an offer in hand, I mean, I guess is this... Makes me kind of wonder. I mean, is this going to?
Will it make her stay?
Yeah. I mean, that's what we did last summer. If I remember, that was the same rationale.
If
I don't
I'm
know.
I'm not putting you on the spot. No. Yeah. She is here.
Oh.
I'm here.
Okay.
I did not apply for that job. I was mm-hmm. contacted by an individual who wanted me to come and get a pitch. It's the second time since I've been here that
mm-hmm.
I have been approached mm-hmm. for a job, mm-hmm. And I did turn down one, and then was offered this. several years later, yes, it would make me stay. And I like Dakota County. I love the people I work with, the officers that I work with. Law enforcement is wonderful. I just, that was a heck of an offer to have got. But yeah, I would.
If I may ask, I'm assuming that your offer is not equivalent to what Kim is proposing to the board today. I'm sure it's more monies. You're probably trying to probably figure out some travels and this and that, what makes sense for you. Is that correct?
Yes. So it would be less than what I was offered, but there are other factors in there.
Right.
As well as just liking my boss is a big one. And then you're right, travel. Their insurance is a little different. They pay more of the insurance, and I do have to cover my child. So that isn't in there, but it is also a factor in there. But you're right, there's other things as part of that I need to consider.
You know, money helps, but it ain't everything.
That's very true.
We make it significant ourselves, but, and I think we all know what we're going to do here, or maybe everybody has in their mind what they want to do, you know. And me personally, I think it's a no-brainer for the outside cost that it could probably possibly cost, you know, the county attorney's office.
I guess, you know, one of my concerns is the other position is really darn close to our county attorney's salary, and that seems a little unusual to me. That's just my thoughts.
Is there, again, if I could ask another question, is there NACO has all kinds of wage comparisons on these. I mean, have you looked at those, Kim, or are we in the same for this tenured employee, you know, in your office, et cetera, et cetera? Just something, a point of reference to go by?
Well, normally, over the years that I've been county attorney, Ms. Bergen has been between $6,000 and $7,000 thousand a year, close to mine.
No, I know that, but I haven't.
You're talking in comparison, and you know what? Years ago, Joan and I went over that. If you recall, when we did the boost for all the elected officials, okay, we did a comparison of values on vehicles from land values, size of, you know, population, etc., and that's where we come up with. And I don't recall of where the deputies stood place. I know, what is it, minimum of 70, okay, but it's the discretion of the elected official where he or she wants to put their deputy, but the minimum is 70%. Is that correct? Is that still the same?
Chief deputy.
65. Yeah, 65.
Yeah, that would be where they would.
And Deb's been there, what, 129
over
22 years?
Over 22. She's close to 23.
Right.
So what's the total dollar we're looking at?
Well, you're looking at $3,000 for Melinda, and you're looking at roughly 4,646 and some change.
3,320 for Deb.
Yeah. And I don't know if this has to be decided today or not. I mean, I don't have any research in front of me. I was just trying to do some real quick, because I know in our salary committee, we'd already sat down and kind of go through all this stuff to figure out, you know, where our people were. I mean, maybe Belinda's, we might want to make a decision today, but I guess the other one, I would want to know if we will be doing salary increases on July 1st. For new fiscal year, which is
so. Kim, are you fully staffed now?
No.
I've
not been able to fill that fourth attorney spot. Ed came and helped us before he became judge. Before that, I left that ad out there, and I just happened to keep making a new one because no one applies.
Right. So what is the position that you, what would that pay, the one that you don't have?
The current salary for that one is 51.
So we're not. So the question is, if we give the pay raises, we turn around and then we hire somebody for 51,000, then we're 5,000 over our current budget in numbers that you're looking at. So To me, the end answer is, if we do this, are they going to turn around and get a pay raise next year in the next budget?
you know, I wish I'd had a little more time to look at other counties, but...
Me too.
I found out about this on Wednesday.
Me too.
I guess we feel we're kind of almost against the wall.
My desperate attempt to keep employees.
I agree with Scott that, you know, we need to pay our people, but I've also seen from the other side of the budget where if you don't have somebody, you can afford all kinds of raises in your budget because you don't have somebody. But like I just said, if you give them 5,000, you turn around, you get a 51,000 next year, your budget now next year is 5,000 more than it was this year. That's just the facts.
And
that's just the fact.
It is a fact, but this is the deal also you gotta look at is our county is a little abnormal than your average county in the state of Nebraska. Okay, I don't care how you look at it, with us buttoned up to Sioux City, and I mean, it's everything about our county is different.
Yeah.
No question about it. It is.
Right.
I mean, so I'm just going back to the point where you want to compare to other counties. Well, our county's different. You know, you're buttoned up against, you know, North Sioux and Sioux City, and all the way from our health department. I mean, how many other counties have a health department in the state of Nebraska? Can anybody answer that? I think there's one other one, and I think that's Omaha. Okay. Otherwise, they join together. So you really, yeah, you got to have some comparisons, but we're different in a lot of ways.
But Scott, 4 years ago, we couldn't make payroll.
Yeah, that's the concern. I mean, we don't have a supply of tax revenue.
You know, you guys are going to cut the hours here in the courthouse to 30 hours or 32 hours a week.
I don't remember that.
Oh, yeah. And everybody had to cut their budget 10%. Fred had to lay off a couple guys. You know, it was a problem.
Well, there's a lot of problems, okay? But you got to remember something, too. Okay, there's a lot of factors when you got to look at the things. The way I understand, I'm not on the budget committee, but I'm assuming that the budget... You know, the budget is fine right now. Is that correct? Can anybody tell me right now where the budget stands at? Where our percentages are at? Can anybody tell me?
Yeah, I don't have it right now, but I had it at the end of the quarter. I had end of the March quarter. Yeah. I haven't got it right today, but it's...
This county and being in this position is a roller coaster. No question about it. I've seen times, you know, when I started in 11, it was bad. And then all of a sudden it went good, then it went bad. It's a roller coaster.
It is.
There's no question about it. It's a roller coaster. And only thing I'm getting at is with Kim is if she can't fill the one spot, and I'm telling you, if you start farming out these cases, right? You're going to start spending a lot of monies.
We done that in the past?
What, farmed out? Oh, yeah.
We've got a few of them, and they're usually just very specific cases, and in a couple thousand here, a couple thousand there. Yeah.
But I've seen it prior. Mm-hmm. You know, where they were, you could spend $10,000 a month pretty easy.
Troy, you have any? You haven't said anything yet, Troy. You have any comments or thoughts, words of wisdom? This is kind of hitting us all in the face.
I understand.
Very quickly here today.
We're in good financial races now. We definitely don't want to get to the point where we're headed down the wrong direction. You know, being a business owner and everything, you know, you can't make more than you, or you can't spend more than you make, but I mean, you know, it's a financial decision. And it's something that, this is just hitting us right now. It'd be nice to.
I'd like to do a little research now.
Yeah.
What kind of research you want to look at?
The salary committee, we were starting down that road on some of these, and I mean, I think that's my preference would be that we take a little more time and do some good research on these, at least Deb's position for the time being, just because that's kind of more of a situation where we've got a decision, you know, she's got to make a decision today on her offer.
Well, I think the other thing it would do is with a, no matter who it is, a 4%, 5% pay raise, with the budget coming up, it gives every other office the minimum they should come in is 4.6% pay increase, and for the $13.50 gals in the treasurer's office, whoop-dee-doo. So,
couldn't agree more.
That's all I'm saying. So I would not, if I'm in the another office, that's minimum 4.6, here I come, and how do we defend it?
Well, here's the thing with your attorneys.
Right.
We're on duty 24/7. I mean, we're on call 24/7. For these officers, questions, coroner calls, we have to be there.
You're the only one that's a coroner, though, right, Kim?
Nope, we rotate the pager.
You rotate
every
the pager.
Every Tuesday,
okay.
We rotate it, but then there are some officers who will just happen to have my number and will call me, you know, even if someone else has pager, just because it's easier, they can just hit go. There were some deputies who like to call Mindy because they're more familiar with her work, you know, it's just Deb's got some who will call her first. So it just kind of depends, but we don't get the luxury of 8 to 4:30.
You know, if I worked in this county as an employee, I would stress a foreman a union is what I would do. And I'm surprised they haven't yet. I really am. I'm shocked that they have not. And I know they've talked about it years ago. They got three other unions. Why not have another union? And then they know where they're at on a year-to-year basis instead of a shot in the dark. But
well, that's kind of what we're trying to do with this salary committee is establish some longevity steps and some bases, some midpoints, and some maximums. That's exactly what we're looking at.
Trying to do it the right way.
We're trying to do it, yeah. I feel like we're going down that path, and the timing of this is just, you know, rushing us a little on some of these processes. But
I guess the other question would be, have you had any discussion with anybody? Has anybody had any discussion with beforehand about this?
Not until an hour ago. I mean, we had at our salary committee, we did talk about, because Kim was at that
right.
point, we were concerned about the position she was struggling to fill, and we had talked about raising that entry level to 55, I think, is what I think we talked about.
Yeah, because Lou's having the same problem.
Mm-hmm. Yep, so we had talked about that, but you know, this is not what we talked about at that point. So this is
didn't know about
new,
it.
You're right, I mean, it's new news. I mean,
letter is dated from Wednesday.
Yeah, literally, this is. And like I said, there's something to be said about, I mean, I don't think we're ever going to be able to compete with some entities in this area. I mean, a private law firm, people are going to make a lot more money. I think sometimes you have to make a decision that's based on your heart and where you feel you're serving your need, your public, and sometimes public officials don't make as much as the county next door or the private entities, private practice. I mean, we want to be fair with people, but I don't think we can always be truly competitive with what's across the river.
True.
That's
Vermillion, I think, is fairly small and fewer cases.
Mm-hmm.
And Union County has also threatened to, I've been told, if we weren't friends, he would have stolen her years ago. So
well, and that's kind of a little disturbing, too, that's happening. That, I mean, that we have, I mean, what we aren't trying to poach somebody from, it's just not, I don't, that's not a good word, but you know what I mean.
But that's
the
word that's used.
Yeah. Yeah. I just feel kind of blindsided, I guess, a little bit. So, do we want to act on any of these? Do we want to table them?
Well, I know nobody's going to go with me, but I'm going to make a motion just to approve the payroll claims with Melinda and Deb Fergan's increase. And I know no one's going to go with me, which is totally fine. Because I'm the Lone Ranger here anyways. I get it. I understand it. So
Scott, remember back when we couldn't make payroll?
I remember a lot of things, Larry. Believe me, I've been around.
I've
got to tell you something. Let me tell you something. I have been more proactive in this job than I did for 8 years. Okay. I mean, more proactive than you could imagine, from the building to the roads to I'm out here mowing, I'm out here weed eating. I know all about it, believe me. I've seen the dollar amounts, and I understand that. But if she has it, you don't understand. If she has it in her budget, okay?
But next year she might not have. That's
okay,
what I'm
that's
about.
Right. That's right. She might
don't
not have it
about.
Next year. But
then
you know
what
that's her job as elected official to figure out her budget. That's her job. Okay.
Let's go back to, you know, like 5 years ago when the commissioners all got a $5,000 increase. Maybe that $5,000 should have been given to that department.
Maybe it should, but you know the reason why I stressed that and I sold that to the board? To get good people in these positions. Okay, instead of paying somebody $15,000, maybe pay them $20,000 a year. Or instead of paying them $56,000 a year or $50,000, whatever the clerk makes, to try to get good people to come to want the job.
Well,
to get
that good $51,000, I can't imagine anybody applying for the job. So we're taking all the money.
What do you mean we're taking all the money?
The commissioners themselves. You think about it. Let's go back to $15,000 a year, and that would be $10,000.
I could give two shits if we take any money. How's that sound? I can care less.
Hey guys,
I care less.
I think we got a motion on the table.
I can care less.
We got a motion on the table.
Hell, I mowed for 2 years for free. I mean, you think I really give two shits about money?
You said it was relaxing.
Scott,
and I was making
you made a motion. You have a motion.
I made a motion.
Okay, you got a motion. Anybody want to second that motion?
Let's table this so we can table something else down the road. Why not?
Well, we got a motion and no second.
Imagine that.
Anybody else want to make a motion about any of these? I'd make a motion on...
Do you want to say that motion failed?
That motion failed, okay.
I'll let you guys know where I'm at in the next week or so, if I'm going to be around or not. How's that sound? I like that idea, even better yet.
Thanks, yeah. Scott.
Thank you, Scott.
I'll make a mess, and I don't want to be a part of it.
I'll make a motion on Melinda to raise her from 65 to 67. Split the difference. 67.50. How about that? You guys can.
Mm-hmm. And then the rest of
that's 20%.
Two.
What is it?
Or no?
Let me figure that out.
65 now.
That's a little over three, and maybe do that in lieu of the July 1st increase for whatever that would be, 3.8.
And that's just on Melinda. Are you doing any other?
Those are the only two that came forward. Yeah.
And then the rest of payroll.
And the rest of payroll we're leaving as is. But I'm not even sure I want to do that, but. I just think that was one.
Just the one?
Yeah, that's the only two that were in places.
Right.
So your motion's to raise Melinda, approve her at 67.50, and you didn't mention that.
No, just this one, because I think we need more time to review this, because I don't think we...
Okay, and then approve the rest of payroll as is,
mm-hmm.
without debts.
So how many percent is that?
3.8. Somebody can amend it if they want to.
Can you send or the denial to me in writing so I have that if I need to do anything further?
Not just the motion didn't pass. It wasn't a denial. It's a motion that didn't pass.
Well, the denial of my claim for debts.
Oh.
Okay.
I don't know if we are. We still haven't.
Motion to table hers.
We haven't got a motion at all for that one. I just. Yeah, that's what I wanted. I said I wanted to table these until we had more time to do research for, like, the salary committee that we're on.
Okay.
In other words, pay what the normal rate was for.
So if we give her that now, then, so next budget, she gets. What will she get for a raise then automatically 2% more, correct?
No, nothing.
Well, maybe we do this in lieu of. In lieu of.
It's all set by.
Basically, we do it ahead of time or do this ahead, but not necessarily, not that I know what we're going to set it in July 1st. I don't know.
Okay.
Just trying to take a step, maybe. But
I'm sorry, what did you say that was? Two what? Three what?
3.8.
Three point eight.
Just so I can get the motion correct, do you mind restating it?
Okay, I would like to table the one for Deb for the time being, until we've had more time to research. But in light of the offer, make a motion to move Melinda from 65 to 67.5. Or anybody else can throw out an emotion.
What would 2% be?
What was it?
What would 2% be?
Mm-hmm. Half of that.
Half of that.
One point. Ish. Okay, hold on.
Ish.
Here. 66.3. 2.5% is. Hold on here. Oh, shoot. Two and a half percent is 66.625.
66.625.
Mm-hmm. Anybody want to make a motion, or do we want to just table them all and review them?
Bob, what do you think?
Your motion is on the table now as well.
Yeah, but I mean, it can be amended. It can be. It's not been seconded, so
right,
I'm looking for another one from.
I'm not going to second it.
Okay. All right.
That's all I'll say.
Okay.
Well, we still have to move on to payroll, though.
Right.
Right.
Do we want to, we can approve payroll as is if we choose to, without the increases?
Yeah, let's hold that up until our next meeting. That's going to be a decision next meeting.
Okay, you're going to make a motion to that?
Yes.
Okay, your motion is, Larry?
So your motion failed then.
That's my motion failed as well.
There was no second.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, what was your motion?
Mine was the increase to
67.65.
Yeah.
67.
Well, I guess
and your motion is?
I could live with that too.
So you got to second that if that's what you want.
I'll second that.
Okay. All right. So
we got
second on the, what was it, 3.8,
67.5. So 65 to 67.5.
Mm-hmm.
And all other payroll and Deb's is denied.
Well, all other, we're going to pay payroll, but was the only other increase that was in here. Yeah.
Okay.
Or tabled it to review as part of salary committee.
Then as a salary committee, then we're going to look at that there at the end of the month, first of July.
Well, we're hoping to get that done in June. That's part of the handbook as well, handbook and salary committees. It's kind of incorporated in there, but it was more focused on our clerical staff and administrative support system is where it was more focused. Okay.
Okay, so I'll do roll.
Motion in a second.
Bob?
No.
Larry?
Yes.
Troy?
No.
Janet?
I'm a yes because I made it.
Okay, so that's a tie, so that means the motion failed because Scott's not here.
Okay.
You left too soon. You got to get out of your way.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's just go back to that other deal then and at least get the people paid for it.
Okay, all right.
Employees paid. Yeah. I mean.
Okay, so we've got the payroll, which is item number, what was it, B?
Yeah.
B.
So I'll make a motion to approve payroll without the other two pay raises. So just as they
as is, as presented
is,
without
as
the
is.
Increases. They're normal, the normal rates.
Correct.
Okay.
I'll second that.
Okay. Got a motion from Bob, second from Troy.
Okay. Larry?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
All right. So we will hopefully, like I said, our goal is to improve the consistency that we're doing our payroll and our salaries with our salary and compensation and handbook committee. But we, like I said, I apologize that the timing was just kind of unusual for what we were trying to do today. Okay, so now we are on to new business. Let's see, now item number A, Fred, is Fred here? Fred is here, yes. We have some sealed bids for the North Bluff Road Repair Project.
Well, we sent out for three bids, we only received one from Steve Harris Construction out of Homer.
Would one bid, would we award that?
That's up to you.
I guess I wouldn't want to.
Okay. I won't, but of course we haven't looked at it. The board wants to make any decisions before it's the bid is read. That's fine with me. That's up to the board.
Has that happened before, Fred?
Well, one bid. One. Yes, we just awarded a bid on a bridge with one.
Is it common?
I wouldn't say it's common by any, but it does happen.
See, what I think is, we're so late in the game. When was the completion date on this project?
July 1st.
See, that really squeezes people down to... People are bidding work in last fall, December, January, February, March. See, they got their schedule, we've got like three paving contracts, 1, 2, 3, 4 paving contractors in Dakota County. A couple across the river, one South Dakota, one Iowa, maybe more, I think another one. And it seems strange to me that we can only come up with one bid.
We only sent out for three. We tried to keep it in Dakota County.
And it's an exception.
Well, if this that brings another question. Do we want to do that?
That's, if you want to make up a list of contractors you want, that's what we should do.
That gentleman right there has got a list of every big contractor that tries to do it.
Yes, he does.
To me...
Do we want it? So I guess I'm kind of missing what the... We don't want to open it if it's just one?
Well, you're not supposed to.
You're not supposed to? Okay,
then
I guess...
Then it's public.
Everybody knows the process.
Oh.
If you bid it again.
And then if you bid it, turn around after... When we get into the new budget year, and I don't know what that does to this budget. Is it in this...
It is in the budget this year, yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
But we can carry it over.
Can we do it like next... I mean, is that... You can't do that either. Can we wait for another bid or two or no?
Well,
like really delay it a week?
No, you got to advertise.
It'd be too late in the game. Really, too late. Way too late in the game.
It could be bid again and re-advertise. It has to re-advertise and bid again. But like I said, people are filled up. You might get them to do it next fall. But it's just the way it is. It's just human nature. You go in the fall to year and through the course of the winter, these jobs should be out on the market where people can see them and put it in their schedule and have a schedule for it.
Do we have to have it done? I mean, do we have to have it done by the end of the fiscal year?
You don't have to do it at all. I mean, personally, I'd sooner see the money spent on sealing the joints and then see what we got next year, what panels are bad.
So, President, If we advertised or put that out for rebid today, what time frame are we talking? What would you say, 60 days? How far down the road are we looking? What kind of date would we put on the
bid? You wouldn't get it done by July 5th.
No, I know that, but what? How long would we get more bids if we got more bids?
It all depends on when your completion date is. Whatever you want to make it.
So we could set a later completion date, like October 1st? Or
right, October 1st, or you move it into the 1st of May, April, next year.
But then you're on the next...
Pay period, yeah, you'd be in the next budget. no matter what you do, you're going to have to do June 30th. But so how much money we got left for Rock?
Do we?
We're going to make our, stay in our budget.
So yep. We've got, see, we got 8 weeks left.
Yep.
Well, we got 160,000.
If we spend it before, Kim, we have to have it spent.
Approximately.
I was just wondering if we could commit it. Like I said, can we commit it from this year and hold it? Nope.
They don't allow that. If it doesn't get paid, and I'm not a pro on the budget yet, Joan's trying to train me on this, but it's built into our budget for this year as an exception, which helps balance the budget out at 100,000. And if it doesn't get spent, then next year that's going to hurt our asking.
So if we open this, basically, then it makes it difficult. If it's, if we don't like it, we can't deny it.
Well, yeah, I mean, you can't change it. I mean,
right.
Well, you can see, I'm still saying it.
Yep.
If that bid was within budget, I mean, yeah, you could still do it.
Joan
just said,
oh, crap.
I'm not going to stop you. I just said, I just don't like one bit.
And Joan's response was, oh, crap.
About what?
I said, what if we, and she's going to hear this on the audio. I asked Joan, I said, what if the North Bluff Road project does not get approved? And she just responded, oh, crap.
So her budget must be built on...
Built in as an exception, it's... and I don't know how to put it into words, but it helps us with our budget for payroll and all other projects, kind of.
Keeps you on track.
Yeah, it helps balance that budget out, get you a little bit more here and here, both.
Mm-hmm. So. 2 months is what it is. It's too short a period of time to have to expect something.
She clarified that by saying it's going to hurt the budget next year.
So do we have a ceiling? Like if we open this and it's a fair, what we assume would be a fair amount, can we have it reviewed?
I don't know. I just don't like the way it is done. I mean, I don't, like I said, the project should have been bid back in December. Then or even November, December, you know, January. And then contractors would be scheduling. I mean, and, you know, the idea of keeping it local with three contractors, well, you know, that's all right in ways, but as a taxpayer, I just didn't get the best price. You know, we got six contractors in the area. You know, we got four here in Nebraska. Well, I don't know. Whatever. Go ahead and open the thing, I guess.
I don't know. I'm just trying to figure out what's the right thing to do. And this is for what is, it's actually some capital improvement on.
Is it panel?
North Bluff. Panels?
North Bluff?
Panel. But I guess I feel the money can be better spent sealing the joints. You know, because we just keep doing this, we'll spend $100,000 every year from as long as we all live here.
I went and drove it. There are a couple spots.
Yeah, there is. Yeah, there is.
That needs some.
But is this going to be 2 this year, or 10 next year, and 10 next year? You know what I mean? It just keeps magnifying. Because the water keeps getting into the joints. You know, there's cracks out there's never seen tar.
So, what maintenance perspective, Fred? Do you feel like this is?
Whatever the board feels.
What wants to?
So, Fred, do you have a number in mind? I mean, if we open that and
what was budgeted?
$100,000.
That's what I thought.
$100,000.
Mm-hmm. It's in the budget.
If it's that or less, do we?
I think the last time the bid was right around 65, and I think Chad told me this is about twice as much as last time.
My estimate right now is about 134,000.
Mm. My estimate. Well, 60 something was the bid last time, and it went to 112, right?
Yeah, we've on change orders.
Yeah.
That's just because basically the money was available.
Who marked it out?
I did.
You did.
So you're here to kind of review it if it's open to make sure it's reasonable.
Yes, I put the plans and specs together and sent it out. We did send it to the notify 3 local contractors. We also published it in the paper. standard practice.
So I'm wondering if we should just open it and see if it looks...
Well, yeah, we don't have to.
In the...
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't have to take it if you don't want it.
Those taking it, I mean, I guess go ahead. It don't matter to me. I'm not going to leave. I'm just going to stay here.
Thank you. I don't want to make you mad. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry I make people mad.
I'm too old to get all revved up. I get excited those few years back, 20 years ago probably. Not today. Life's too short.
That's right. Yep, yep.
Total bid, base bid was $295,749.37.
That sounds out of the range. Yikes. $295,000. Say that again.
$295,749.37.
That was way over what we'd even guesstimated with it.
That's what we budgeted.
That's what we had been budgeted.
Oh, okay.
So that's one that we could reject if we chose to, because it's above above what we have in our budget for, right? Is that possible?
You can always reject all or.
Okay.
Yes. Well, now what, Chad?
Well.
Well, we can rebid it if you so choose.
I just wonder.
If you have to spend some of the money, I don't remember what.
Well, if you look at the unit prices, obviously. The unit price is going to be sky high to come up with $300,000, so guy ain't going to want to do anything there.
Right.
What about we take that money and go down there and pave that road down by the ball fields in Homer, an asphalt, and overlay that?
That's fine.
If we can get it done.
I've got an idea or two, too. Maybe we should meet on that, because I do have an idea or two that I would like to talk about regarding some paving. So if we have to spend it, I do know a couple.
We can spend it, can't we?
I mean, but maybe we hold off until, can we hold off till next time if we're doing a smaller paving project? If we've got to spend this?
I don't think we can take, well, we can do what we want. I don't think 295 is in the ballpark.
Yeah, I think that sounds on the high, definitely high.
But we can seal joints, but I don't know if you can get somebody lined up quick enough to get it done by the end of the fiscal year. You know, I mean, you could spend $100,000 or routing and seal them possibly. You know, about 3 miles of it or more.
Yeah, so it's almost 4.
That's what it could be.
So for item A, should I make a motion that we had received one bid and it was above our available funds for the project? Can I say that as a motion? Make a motion to reject the one bid we got because it was above our target.
Kim, do we have to reject it, or we just not accept it, or just leave it?
I mean, if you want to reject it, you can.
Is that what you said, Janet? I'm sorry.
Yeah, not take the bid. I guess we chose not to accept the bid because it was above our targeted.
3 times what the target was.
Right. At least more than double for sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, that was my motion.
Second it.
Okay, a motion and a second on not taking the bid. And a roll call, please.
Larry?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Okay, item number B. Don, you're going to talk to us about pledging some collateral, resolution 21C-014.
Does everybody have a copy?
I think we do.
Updated copy?
I do.
Okay, all right.
Yep. Oh, and the updated one here. Yeah, it had some a little bit different numbers on it, if I recall. Yep, it did.
Okay, I'm just looking for approval of the pledged securities that we have with Bank First. The first two that are on the list is for the $7 million to cover the account under pledge amount and incoming property taxes that they've already requested. The third one is for property tax influx and part of the American Rescue Plan that we're supposed to be getting on May 11th. Trent didn't go in and do the full amount of the rescue plan,
right now because with the influx that we have from the property taxes, Stephanie's going to be paying that out, and we're just going to kind of wait and see how that balances out to see if we need to request more at that time.
Okay.
So the last one is, you know, it's if we need additional, because as of tomorrow, we're going to have over another million we're going to be depositing because we got another big check today, and the rest of the American Rescue Plan balance. So we don't really know what the last amount's going to be,
mm-hmm.
or if by paying out some of that is going to wash that out. So I'm just looking for approval for those, so when it's time, we can go ahead and make more pledges if we need it, or request more pledges. So
this, and these banks pledge securities against this, these deposits, right?
Right. Yeah.
The banks
yeah.
do, right?
Yes. Okay. Yes. They get these from other entities.
Right.
So yeah, and after today's deposit, the amount that we have in Bank First is over $16 million. So we want to make sure we have those funds protected in case something happens.
All that real estate taxes that came in last week.
And then, like I said, there's another really big one that came in today. Yeah. So yeah. And it's over, I think, $1 million in itself. So yeah, we have a lot.
I'll make a motion to approve the resolution to make sure we have adequate security for our deposits at these at Union Bank and Trust.
I'll second.
It's actually First Bank.
Oh, did I read that wrong? My fault.
No, it's with the bank that is Union Bank and Trust is where they got those, where they get
okay.
theirs from. But it's Bank First.
Bank First. Yeah, yes, Bank First. I'm sorry. I read it wrong.
Bank First.
Bank First.
So that's who requests them mm-hmm. for us. It takes care of those.
Okay. Troy?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, John. Thank you. Appreciate it. Item number C, approve a maintenance agreement with Standard Appraisal Services for work in the office of the assessor's office regarding review of sales, property records, and valuations. Christy, can you give us an up? And Kim had a good question on that. The ones that we approved above in item B, how does this differ? Is this a different?
That's Board of Equals. I mean, that's protest hearing. This isn't protest hearing.
Okay. So those we just approved those particular vendors
that's
too.
That's you guys. So I need help with my commercial since Jeff is gone.
Mm-hmm.
I have nobody to keep up my commercial right now because there's mm-hmm. only three of us in the office full time.
Mm-hmm.
Daryl said he would come in and pick up our commercial building permits mm-hmm. and do our sales reviews for me for this year.
Okay.
So
the contract had a, I've noticed a clause for interest. Is that a standard interest rate? If what's it?
It's not paid in 30 days.
Yeah, we pay it. I mean, he usually says
you get them processed and the timing
yeah.
works out for those.
Yeah.
Okay.
He works with you. They're fine. I mean, we've never been charged interest by him.
Okay. So we have a good relationship.
And he said and they bid this high. He doesn't think we'll need all this time, but he just bid that, so we were covered.
And it did say in here, I noticed that if you don't use it all, you're
yes.
not charged at all.
Yes.
And
yeah,
if you
he's only going to bill us for what they do.
What for
yeah.
time actually spent.
Yeah.
Okay.
Will that do anything to your budget, Christy, with the change in from
no? No, because I'm down an employee. Okay. I mean, my salary's out there.
Okay.
We're short staffed too. So.
I can make a motion to accept the maintenance agreement with Standard Appraisal Services for this. This is just this contract year.
Yep.
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 I can second.
Okay, motion by me, seconded by Troy. Any questions, anybody?
So they do all commercial?
Yeah.
All commercial?
Yep.
All right.
Janet?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
All right. Well, that is our new business items. Thank you, Christy. Fred, you're back up for the boat road report on miscellaneous and old business.
April 18th through May 1st, 361 hours of maintenance, 2 hours of debris removal, culvert road projects, 49 hours on Blyberg, 11 hours on 200, 41 hours on 164th Street. Magnet 4 hours, gravel hauls, 2,258 ton, signs 5 hours, and I have no road concerns.
Fred, I was out on Old Avenue the other day, Saturday or Sunday, and there's three hills over there, or four, the top of the hills are bare.
Okay. On O, you said?
I think it's on O. It's a road you go out on 180th, mm-hmm. and then you take the first county left, and it goes up, and then goes a mile west in the back over to, well, I don't know what it is.
180 in the first left?
Okay, maybe, okay, 100, what goes out on, you go out on Mill Road and winds up, what is that, 180 or 160?
On Mills out north of Hubbard there?
Yeah.
Mills and then 180th.
Okay, but before you get to 180th, before Bob Peterson's.
And goes up south. To Bob Anderson's, yeah, and up and around and to the gun cuts, club there?
Yeah, cuts west and then back over to whatever that is.
Okay, yeah.
There's three hills, and I mean, there's nothing there.
Okay. I'll put them on the list.
And I think, go ahead.
200 from the bridge to 177, wouldn't hurt to have a coat, just a light coat through there, because Ryan's going to come back through them, bring the wind roll back on the road, you know, and there'll be dirt and stuff. The road ain't got what's there now anyway. It'll get better.
And what road's that, Larry?
200.
200?
In front of Anderson's there, and all the way from the highway to the bridge.
From 77?
Yeah, and then, of course, Ryan did the west side of it, pulled the road up. But I think they've done that.
Yeah, we've covered that. Yeah,
but it wouldn't hurt to put a light coat across the whole thing.
Okay.
You sure could use it and make for a lot better road. Okay. Into the clean stuff. You know. What do we pay for? Wouldn't we pay for the crushed limestone and washout?
$1,850.
What do we pay for the Iowa the Class A?
Class A was right at $1,850.
Okay, and the three-quarter clean?
That's about 23 bucks, a little over 23, about $5 a ton more.
Okay. Do you think there's any need that we bid, put it out, advertise for bids to Pilger and West Point and Peterson?
We used to. Peterson, he's also hauled some rock for us on O, right off of Knox Boulevard there. For you commissioners to take a look at it if you'd like, but it's $28 a ton.
Yeah. That's Yankton?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can we use maybe some of that $100,000 that's in the budget to buy gravel in advance? Is that a doable?
Yeah, it's got to be a road improvement.
Oh, it's got, oh, it can't be, I was thinking maybe, like Larry said, maybe buy in advance or something, but that doesn't work, okay.
We're improving Blyberg and stuff, aren't we? Said we're improving Blyberg Road, aren't we?
Yes.
But that doesn't count as the 100th part of that. Okay.
Fred, we got an email on
190th.
190th?
Yeah,
is that what
yep,
it is?
I think. Yep.
On the, I guess some of it's okay, some soft. Were you aware of that?
Yes, I went and looked at it. I actually called Jason.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
We didn't. But have you been down that road, Larry?
Yeah.
Go down to Dakota City's waste treatment plant.
Oh, down on that new, the one we pulled up 2 years ago?
Right off the highway.
No, I haven't on it, no.
Is there something we can do to that, Fred? Or
I'll haul some more rock on it. If okay. I actually looked at it. I didn't think it was that bad myself. But okay. I will try to make everybody happy.
Thank you.
He just said what, it was soft?
It was soft on the sides. And your guys have been out doing a lot of ditch work, Brad. Thank you. I noticed that. I've been out driving, so it's coming along. Keep plugging. Keep plugging.
I'll drive down.
That culvert down there, Dave Jenkins cleaned out down by...
Yeah, I see it's on the
agenda. It's on the agenda. It's coming up. It's the next item on here. Okay, thanks, Brad. Stick around for the next part.
Thanks, Brad.
All right, Brenda Sale, is she here?
Yes,
Brenda, I'm sorry for the, you've probably been waiting a while. Brenda Sale, food program, Voices for Food.
Thank you.
Anyway, Kim, what was? Oh, because I had got the last one in this file.
Do you have enough?
Yep, I think so.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, my name is Brenda Sale, and I work for Nebraska Extension, and I just wanted to come quick give you guys an update on the Voices for Food project. It was a Nebraska-implemented project in 2014 that took some federal grant dollars and looked at addressing food security in Dakota County by engaging stakeholders and local volunteers. I'm going to start on the backside because that's our main hat. I'll just have a picture there. So we did some assessments in 2014. We looked at everything that was going on in the community, what things were missing and what things we could address. And two of the things that we wanted to address was to make the food system healthier, the food pantry system healthier for people. And then we wanted to make a food pantry available to the people in this town that didn't have access to a grocery store or have transportation to a grocery store. So in 2020, with COVID, we were still able to put 17,000 pounds of produce back into the food system. A majority of that, 11,000, comes from two gardens that we manage through our grant. Marion Kane manages those as a master gardener. And then we started a collaboration with Siouxland Community Health, which is a great collaboration. They assess food insecurity in their clients, and then we use them as a hub. So all of our gardeners in our town that donate produce, we increased production there from 2,500 pounds to over 5,000 pounds last summer. And then they give that right out to clients. They're addressing needs with people that are low income, that have issues, and they're able to then provide food from our program right there at the health center. So 5,000 pounds was community donated and 11,000 we raised. We also, the food pantry I mentioned, started in 2016. In 2020, we were able to feed 3,800 individuals and 1,136 households in that pantry. In the last 5 years, has fed over 15,000 individuals here in Dakota County. And our produce program has put over 63,000 pounds of produce back into the food system, which is 191,000 servings of fruits and vegetables to families here in Dakota County. And just to put that into perspective, last year, the entire state of Nebraska that has counties participating in this program produced 40,000 pounds, and 17,000 of those came out of Dakota County. So we're rocking here in Dakota County.
Yeah, good job. Wow.
And then on the front side, I just wanted to share some pandemic response because we have this coordinated effort in place. Since 2014, we were able to create a response in our community to the pandemic and food security issues. We raised $41,000 through donations and grants that we applied for. We had the kids there in the picture. We had four kids because we had only let certain people here into the fire station because we didn't know what was going on. We didn't want to expose a lot of people. And those kids came every week in the summer in the fire station, hot, no air conditioner, and packed those kids themselves packed 800 boxes, but we were able to feed 4,900 individuals. They packed 1,449 boxes total. So that was above and beyond the four pantries that were operating. We packed an additional 1,400 boxes, and then we got those out to agencies that were working with people that lost jobs or were sick, or we delivered them to people that were stuck in their homes that couldn't go to the grocery store. And then we had 23 different community agencies and stakeholders that all participated in that process. We ordered from the food bank, we ordered from Hy-Vee. We had trouble getting the food from Hy-Vee, so then Pepsi, we called them, said, you guys have Jack, Lyft. So Pepsi would go to Hy-Vee, pick up our food, bring it to the fire station. We had kids coming in and packing boxes, and then the school system helped us connect with a lot of families that were struggling at that time. And then Voices for Food, all of the pantries are churches, and they all closed their doors, and you couldn't go in them. So we created a drive-up system, and from March until September, that drive-through system fed over 10,000 people. So we were able to keep those open with us and a local minister through the end of September, which is just our fiscal year. I mean, the drive-up system is still going on today. But all of these programs, the gardens, the delivery systems, the passing out of the produce, the food pantry is all run by volunteers. Coordinated initially with some federal dollars, but entirely run by the people in this community. I just want you guys to be aware of it because it's a great community and they're doing some really great things, and they're doing really great things compared to the rest of the state of Nebraska. So just wanted to give you an update and make you aware of it. And
thank you for coordinating this.
Thank you very much.
Good work. Thank you. Impressive. Impressive. Thanks, Brenda. Okay, the next item on the list is item number C, Approval of the noxious weed report and requirement summary. I believe that's in your packet here somewhere, and we got about 85% of the points on that. Fred, do you have any comments on that? I think the only points we were missing were primarily related to continuing education, which it happened during COVID. The face-to-face meetings were canceled or something like that. So that's where we missed our points. But 85% overall on the, yeah. I think there's a little schedule in the back. And I think Matt is planning to do some workshops. I think he was at the workshop we did in February, so we should be on track for this year, but last year wasn't.
I don't know that Fred has a lot of knowledge about this. So
okay.
Joan's little notes on here were the application last year was actually turned in 3 days late, and she takes the blame for that because she didn't realize she had it. She just didn't get in the mail on time.
Mm-hmm.
And then because of COVID, he missed some classes. And then she says that on here it states that there's an open file, but when Matt called Dave, he said he doesn't know why that's on there because there are not any open files right now. So
really it was just the continuing education that was impacted because of COVID is where we kind of got docked a little bit.
Overall, it's
but overall that, 85% of the points, possible points we received. And I know that Matt is in the process of getting those education sessions in, because we've talked to him about that. So
going forward, I got a call about Connor House down there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, does Fred, you tell Matt where to go?
No, actually he's a weed superintendent. It is through the road department, but he handles that department himself.
Matt. So then who notifies Matt then that there's poison ivy growing up beside the Connor House and on the ground on the back?
Who does he report to? Does he report to?
Somebody needs to report that to Matt. Matt is the supervisor.
Did Joan send him out fired letters to that effect? Or?
That's out in the county, so.
I can give him a call if you want me to. I don't really know.
If he noticed it, we can let Matt know and he'll take
it. I never noticed. I just got a call about it. People down that way.
Okay. The O'Connor House?
Yeah.
Poison ivy, huh?
Yeah.
That sounds like a noxious weed, all right.
Yeah.
You would think there would be an email address or something you could connect to the
report.
Right.
Or
Matt does have an email.
Okay.
Yeah. Or a phone call. I mean, we just need to direct those people to Matt.
Does Jolene kind of run, or is she kind of? No,
it's all Matt.
Okay.
Our website, does it have this? Do we have like he's a weed superintendent or?
I believe so.
Okay.
I'll have to double check on that. But so.
With an email, hopefully.
Yeah. I'll put a note on here.
Okay. Well. Yeah. Thanks, Sheree. That would be great to verify we got something.
It's probably not active right at the moment, but but it will be.
Okay, so I'll make a motion to approve the report.
A second.
For the noxious weed report. Second by Bob. Janet and Bob.
Bob?
Any other folks?
Yes.
Oh,
go ahead.
Larry?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes. Okay, item number D, approve and accept the terms of engagement with the state auditor for the audit of Dakota County financial statements and determine the fiscal years for the audit. We can do a 1 year or a 3 year. We've used them for the last 2 years. They've done a pretty good job, honestly. So
a one or what?
A one or a three.
One or three.
One or three. Mm-hmm. It's in the packet. Let's see, where is it at here? I gotta find it. Maybe? Yep, it's the rate is the same. Not to exceed $20,000 per year for the fiscal year ending June 21st, or we can go for 3 years, 22nd, all the way through 2023 at that same rate.
I'll make a motion that we do 3 years.
I'll second.
Okay, Bob and Larry, any other questions or thoughts? Okay, we can move. Go with the roll call.
Larry?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Okay, the next item E, is discuss the request from a county resident reimbursement for a culvert cleaning. I think you have a an invoice in your packet for, I think it's a little over 1,000, or is it 600, or those two together?
1,050 and 1,600.
Yeah, on the front and the back. Okay, so a total of 1,650 for a culvert replaced by a resident.
Cleaned out.
Okay, bore out. Got it. That's what that means. I think typically the county would do this, right, Fred? Does the county typically do culvert cleaning?
We clean them, and if we would have probably hired the same guy that he would have hired. It's just that he didn't contact me. I was just a little surprised that he did it.
Okay.
I'm not even sure where the culvert's even located at, to be honest with you.
Well, so you weren't contacted at all?
No.
But he contacted me, and he told me that he did contact the county, and they said that they were going to clean it out. That's my understanding from him.
I'm not denying it wasn't plugged, don't get me wrong. Yeah. It needed to be cleaned. That's not the problem. But
if somebody contacts you, though, what procedure, I mean, where do you go if somebody says, hey, you know, I have a culvert that's plugged, or...
And we'll try our best to. We've jetted them out with water. We've used this guy that actually bores them. if the resident just would have, so I could have told the board we're going to, or the road committee, if they don't get an okay from them, that's all I would have needed. It's up to you whether you pay it. It isn't up to me. It's just that I was not aware that he was going to do it.
Then I can understand that. And I have had some people tell me down in my area, you know, that they've had some culverts they said the county's going to replace, and they've never got replaced. And
I'm not denying any of that.
So, but in the future, can we have a sheet where it's documented that somebody called in, and then we just kind of have something to go off of? If they call me, I can call you guys up and say, is somebody contacted you, or, you know?
Yes.
We just have something like that maybe in place from...
Yes.
Okay. That'd be good for me.
Because then we can document and determine, yeah.
That way we know everybody's talking on the same page.
Right.
The same page.
Yeah, because we don't want, we wouldn't want necessarily everybody just to do it and bring, yeah. Right.
That's a liability issue. They're not covered by the county's insurance.
If they do it themselves?
Right.
So ideally we do it ourselves or contract.
Yes.
With this person to do.
This would be a slippery slope here.
Yeah, good point, Kim.
I think the contracting part's going to have to come to pass, because we've got culverts out there been plugged up for years, and the water just goes across the road.
But it should be actually contracted through the road department. Should be calling.
It should be, yeah.
Rather than individuals.
Right, we can take this money here, and we just $300,000 and use that.
Is that on the to-do list or
there's whatever? A lot of to-dos.
Well, I know. But I mean, if it comes to this, though, where somebody actually does it, like, well, I can't wait around.
Normally we have an insurance certificate from that person if they're going to show that they can cover if something happens,
if there was an accident because of a...
Yep.
We've got a person at Great Dam Avenue. Do we got his insurance policy?
No.
But maybe we should get a copy of it.
Maybe you don't have insurance.
Yeah.
But I guess bottom line, at this point, what do we want to do with this one? Obviously we want to set up a system where it funnels through the road department.
Yeah, let's just get a system where they call it in, and then if they call one of the commissioners, we can just call up and say Fred is, or Jolene, and say, has somebody called about this, and then we'll just proceed from there.
I think that Fred should really come up with a list of have to be done culvert.
Right, because some are, you know, some people want it, but nice or necessary kind of thing.
You know, just bid it out, say, hey, yeah, got these 7 culverts we want cleaned out.
Yep.
And put it out for bids. Because we never get, our people ain't never gonna get to it. I know they won't.
We don't have time for that, Fred.
Well, to hire somebody just like this resident did, wouldn't be time there. That would just be a matter of budget and money.
So pick the eight or whatever that are the worst and bid those out on a semi-annual basis or whatever.
Just do a few here and a few there.
There, yeah.
But like Larry said, I mean, we're not, our current staff, we're not going to get around to it. Is that pretty much the...
Oh, we're working on culverts right now. You can work on, like Larry said, there's enough to go around for everybody.
Okay.
There's wipers.
We don't have the equipment to clean them out, like,
no,
right?
We don't have a jet system or any boring.
Now, he used a back truck on this thing.
So should we not pay anything on this?
Well, see, we got the one right there.
We just discussed it.
On North Bluff. When water runs out on the road,
that's going to get fixed too.
The damn thing needs to get cleaned out. The one over the hill by the cemetery on M Avenue, the water runs right across the road there. There's a couple there. I don't know if there's even one in on the west side of the road, but it goes across the road. And then the one you go out of Hubbard and go out on 180th, and you take the first county right, gravel, and takes you back out to the ethanol plant. That damn thing over
there. Right there at that intersection.
That intersection, that thing runs over the road there. Every time it rains an inch, it's very fast. Of course, on the driveway, the ditch is curved full, so it's going to.
So this, since this is just a discussion item, can we just say that we discussed a plan where we can establish a list of priority culverts and document them and then either do them or bid it out? Can we say that? We don't have to approve this to pay this. Right.
You could actually have that part of your budget when you come with budget this year, Fred, or for next year. Just put that right in there. This line item is for that.
Allocate some money.
And then just use it. When it's done, and then that's the end of the culvert fix.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's probably good culverts out there plugged up. You know, some probably need to be replaced.
There's one down there on Fiddler Creek down there, too, that's it's just, I think it's a good culvert. It's just plugged.
Did we have a verbal agreement with them or anything like that? I mean, I don't want to, you know, a verbal contract with, did anybody make a verbal contract with these folks that they could do it and we'd pay them? I don't think, hopefully not. Okay.
Not that I know.
Okay. But we have a better plan.
He probably deserves to be paid. But, see, if we pay him, then this guy, he wants his, so he just tired of waiting, so he cleans out. Then he gives you a bill.
Yep. Yep.
If you take this bill, I'm certain this bill is legit.
Right.
What the work was done, the hours. But, you know, it could get inflated.
And it could be a liability issue, as Kim pointed out. Something happens and...
Now, this guy here, they would have insurance. But if you don't have it in hand, the certificate of insurance...
You're kind of...
Sorry.
You put yourself open to a lawsuit. Good point. I think, I don't know, do we need to call this gentleman and tell him we discussed it and got a plan going forward? Would that be the thing to do at this point, probably?
I can do that.
Okay. Would that be okay?
Sure.
Are you okay with that, Troy?
Yep.
Okay. Otherwise, you can make another motion if you want to, but it's just discussing it, and we got a plan.
Well, we're just discussing it, and I'll call him.
Okay. Thank you. And I think, like I said, going forward, I like the idea of bidding them out redo some of them. And
the worst of them were the water running across the road.
Perfect.
Every time it's
yeah. And then it'll be done to our standards as well. Okay, last item on the miscellaneous. Approve the termination of independent contract with JAGS Quality, which is Jeff Curry, you know, who the previous assessor. And thank you, Fred. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Fred.
Take care. Have a good day.
Thank you. Come back.
Okay. Christy's here to talk us about this.
Jeff is now the Cedar County Assessor, as of tomorrow.
Maybe Scott, that's where he's going, do you think?
So in the contract it says it can be terminated at any time. So I don't know do we need to send him anything, Kim, if it's you can terminate at any time?
I would still send him a letter.
A letter, yeah. Okay.
Okay, well, I hope he enjoys his time up there and a new territory to learn about.
So are you looking for somebody, Christy?
We need a
motion. Oh, I know. Okay.
For
you said you were
for
short
commercial? Down. Yeah, I've contacted Daryl. He's busy right now, so we'll have to see. Maybe next year.
I'll make a motion to approve the termination of this contract due to his new position.
Second.
Okay, roll call.
Troy?
Yes.
Gannett?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
All right, so that is, that concludes the commissioners' meeting at 4:35. Oh, I'm sorry. Flip it over. Good grief, it doesn't include it. Commission committee reports.
If there's
anybody go to any meetings that were items that we need to maybe be aware of, discuss. Okay.
Oh, I was with the Merit Commission. I sat in on interviews for jailers. So
good. That's kind of interesting.
4 or 5 people.
Good. A new batch of folks coming through testing and doing all that.
One actually is working. I think one, maybe two, was there. One for sure was working part time for us already. So it was a good group of people.
Great. I'm glad to see we got some good folks coming in the door, wanting to work for the county. I went to Northeast Nebraska NCRD and Keep Northeast Nebraska Beautiful event. We're going to have a scrap electronics collection, which is like TVs, VCRs, all of those things. It's not till the 27th, so I'll mention it again between now, but it's always nice to know a place to get rid of those cell phones and things like that. But it'll be here in Dakota City. Any other reports? Mail, emergency business, anything else? Gentlemen, ladies? All right.
Is there anyone else? Joan had this here. I think she wanted me just to check the Board of Equalization workshop on, when is it, June 9th. That's on Wednesday. And then June 10th and 11th, I believe, is the county board workshop.
I'm going to probably go to at least the county board part of it.
Okay.
I want to go to the equalization.
I haven't registered yet, but I probably will soon.
I'm registered.
For both?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Troy, did you get your number so you can go online and register for that, or did you need help doing that?
I need help.
Okay.
I don't think I got anything.
Okay. And you're just going to the Board of Equalization on June 9th?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, now it's anything else?
Yeah, nobody can leave until you sign some stuff.
Okay, Board of Equalization's next. Don't we have a Board of Equalization?
Yes, we do.
Yeah, okay. I'll turn it over to Troy.
We adjourn this meeting then, right?
Yep, adjourn this meeting at
4:37.
Call the meeting to order. We already did the Pledge of Allegiance, so we'll call.
Troy?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Bob?
Here.
Larry?
Here.
Scott?
Okay, a current copy of the Open Meetings Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance to the county board meeting room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. One is the consent agenda. Any individual item may be removed by the commissioner for special discussion consideration. Unless there's an exception, these items will be approved as one with single vote of Board of Commissioners. And first one is A, approval of the previous minutes, April 19, 2021.
I'll make a motion that we approve them.
I'll second it.
Did you want to excuse Scott at all?
And we shall excuse Scott.
He's just absent.
Perhaps
he's just absent.
Don't make ache.
Okay, so you're not excusing him.
Do you have to excuse him? I thought that he's just absent. I mean, he didn't have an excuse, did he? Did he just leave?
Excuse.
Yes.
I mean, hopefully we won't have another tie vote.
Yeah.
Yeah, really. Could have used him in the last vote.
Okay, so Janet and Larry, so roll call is for the minutes. Are we still on the minutes?
Yep.
Yes.
Uh-huh. All right, so Janet?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes. Okay, two is going to be new business. A, Christy Apps, assessor, requesting approval to add admitted properties tax roll.
The tennis court, the new tennis facility that we discussed the last meeting with Nancy, The value was on the working file. We have two files. We have a working file, and then we have a main file that shows the values. The working file did not roll over to the ATR file, this file over here. So we're just going to do it as omitted property before, so we can get change of value notices out. It was there. It just didn't roll.
And this is the one we talked about last time when...
Yeah, the tennis facility with Nancy.
What was her name? Nancy was here. Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So she's aware that what we...
No.
Well, I mean, she's...
She's aware that it's there.
Yeah.
But this has... She does need to know because it's not out there yet.
Okay.
So we just need a motion for the approval?
Of omitted property.
Omitted property.
And that is going to be the value? That 14... 1.4.
Yeah.
So then when they get the notification, if they choose to protest...
Then they can protest.
Okay,
yeah.
That's how it goes.
You've got to get it done
okay.
Now so we can change it.
Got it.
Change
that makes sense now.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
I understand. Mm-hmm. So it's...
We need a motion.
Previous... Did somebody have a motion already? Did you motion? Anybody do a motion?
I'll move to approve the addition...
Moving it from exempt to, okay, and I can second that.
Bob?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
B, approve.
See you, Christy.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. B, approve termination of independent contract agreement for valuation services with JAG Quality Solutions Incorporated.
Same
as...
I'll make a motion to accept the resignation or whatever it's approval.
Termination, I guess.
I'll second.
Larry?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
It's fine. Okay, number three is mail and or emergency business. Do we have any? Okay, so we'll move to number four, public comment. Do we have any public comment?
Not today.
No public comment today. And 5 minutes, give me adjournment.
Gosh, you're so efficient. I need a lesson from you, Troy. So efficient.
But, you know, Janet, my list is pretty short compared to yours. That could be a personal work sometime, though.
Janet,
you need to sign that one. Troy, you need to sign this one.
Okay. Oh, can I sign it with a pencil? This is a pencil. I just realized that.
Oh, it is a pencil.
Yes. Can I sign it? Should I just go over
it? It's right here by the red, correct?
No, under by your signature where it says Troy, above that.
Oh, okay.
Kim, I think there's one that needs... Let me just... I thought there was something that needed you. This one needs Kim, Janet and Kim. One of these needs all these. That's just Janet.
Today's May 3rd, right? Yep, 2021. Wow, May. This looks like two copies of the same thing. Oh, this is the interlocal.
There is always two copies. We get one and then the other person entity. These are just Janet. This is everyone needs to sign this one. I just needed signatures from you guys on that one.
Okay.
And then the rest are for Janet.
Don't forget your recording.
Oh.
I'm going to sign Scott.
I guess he's out.